Back in the year 2000, Green Action and a large community coalition in Oakland, California was fighting a commercial medical waste incinerator that was burning medical waste and some non-medical waste from all over the state and beyond. And it was in repeat violation of the law, hundreds of violations. The government was not enforcing it. People were really concerned, not just about the violations, but the routine emissions of dioxin, about the emissions of mercury and other pollutants day in and day out. And we were particularly concerned because there were safe alternatives, that you don't have to burn this waste, you could actually treat it by sterilizing it. And the company, Integrated Environmental Systems, was fighting tooth and nail, and they were backed by the State Department of Health Services, the Bay Area Air Quality Management District, who seemed to be more interested in protecting the polluter rather than the community. And we discovered the State Department of Health Services were working behind the scenes to actually stop the burning of medical waste in East Oakland and secretly approve the burning of the same medical waste at the Covant incinerator in Crow's Landing without telling the people in Stanislaus County. My name's Bradley Angel, and I'm with Green Action for Health and Environmental Justice.
You know, we really had no idea of what really was going on there. They always referred to incineration as recycling. We really had no idea what was really happening there, so really it was an eye-opener. They burn garbage from not only Stanislaus County, but we found out, and they've denied this from the very beginning, but we found out that they actually are burning from several other counties.
For many years, people thought that what was coming out of the Covant incinerator was steam. In fact, incineration is not safe. You cannot completely destroy the garbage that's going into the incinerator. You cannot safely destroy it. A lot of plastics were in garbage, and a lot of plastics, particularly PVC, polyvinyl chloride plastics, it's the chlorine. And when you burn chlorine, it doesn't matter how well the incinerator is run, even if it's done responsibly, the unavoidable accidental byproduct of burning plastics with chlorine is the creation and emissions into the air of dioxin. And dioxin has been linked by everybody from the EPA to World Health Organizations to cancer and immune and developmental and neurological health problems. In addition, in garbage, there's a lot of metals, and incineration cannot destroy metals at all. So some goes out through the stack, some is caught in the pollution control equipment, as well as the ash, and that adds up in the Fink Road landfill. So dioxin is a problem, mercury is a problem. So instead of being a solution, like Covanta puts themselves out to be, it's in fact creating new air pollution and new problems that have the potential to threaten the health of the surrounding communities.
Well, as Bradley was saying, as they closed it in Oakland, Bradley and Green Action contacted us and made us aware of their plan to bring it here to Covanta. So the best way to defeat a project is to get it before it starts. So we got the jump. We pulled in people from Turlock, from Patterson, Riverbank, from the outlying smaller cities. We gave people flyers and information about the plan. We told them to call their board of supervisors, their city council members, to let them know that we didn't want this. We put it out there in Spanish and in English. We got TV coverage. We got press coverage. And I'd say maybe within 2-3 weeks at the next board of supervisors meeting, we all went. And basically what the board of supervisors said that they were putting the skids on it, because their telephones were ringing off the hook, that they had people's doctors calling them, they had people that, constituents that they'd never had called them before, calling and saying that they wanted no part of it. So basically, that stopped the medical waste from coming here. They were really surprised that we beat them to the punch, because they're so used to putting it in and we find out about it later and then it's a done deal. as long as Covanta stays there, we're at risk for importation of not only medical waste, but of importation of trash and who knows what all. We want to close down Covanta. We don't want them around. We are home to the only tire incinerator in the state of California. We're also home to one out of the three garbage burners in the state of California. We're also home to a Superfund oil recycling site that looks like Soledad Prison with barbed wire, covers a huge area, 3/4 to a mile along Highway 33 right outside of Patterson coming from Wesley. We like to say that, you know, it's basically environmental racism, because it is environmental racism, that all of these industries that pollute are located in Stanislaus County on the west side, which is the highest populated Latino residents, Spanish-speaking, in the county. And there's none of these industries in any other part of Stanislaus County. And, you know, nobody can tell us that that's not environmental racism. And so, you know, it's important to know that as you drive along the I-5, that local officials continue to look for rural communities, just like they did when the California Waste Management Board made the Sorrell Report. And basically, the waste industry and polluting industries were looking for what communities could they come into which they'd meet the least resistance. And basically what that Sorrell report told them was that look for rural communities, farming communities, Catholic communities, you know, low-income communities, and that's exactly what they've done. They followed that referral, and you go community by community along the I-5, and you'll see in primarily Spanish-speaking rural agricultural communities where all of these toxic plants and industries are placed.
I also do not believe that any particular group anywhere deserves extra notice and have their hand held entirely through an entire process. We have a set of rules that are established by state law that is designed to notify the community. We ensure that all of those rules are carried out to the letter.
Does that include notification in Spanish?
No, it does not. There's no requirement in law to notify, to issue notice of the public hearings in Spanish. It's a two-way street. If you choose not to speak the language, you better find someone who does speak the language to help you understand what's going on in your community.